It's time for our weekly check-in with the Beach Buccaneers, see what they've got going on in athletics with the Beach Activities Director, Mr. Zier. Let's start with your football team, Mr. Zier, currently at 3-4, the overall record, and coming up, their last home game and last game of the regular season versus Richardson Taylor and, oh, help me out here, it's Hebron, right?
Yeah, Richardson Taylor Hebron, correct.
Okay, and then is it kosher to call him RTH, or is that what we can go with?
Yeah, you can call him RTH, yeah.
Right on, exactly. So how's that matchup looking? They're coming in kind of limping, looking like they've got a 1-6 overall record, so how do you keep the guys without thinking that'll be kind of an easy game?
Boy, that's a really good question, because the thing is, they're not your typical 1-6 team. I mean, they've played a lot of close games. In fact, just last week, they lost in overtime to Headinger Scranton, team that we beat by 10, but it was a back and forth game and stuff. So it's really kind of an interesting thing, because our regions are so small this year. We're going back to 10 team regions next year, I believe. But really, if we win on Friday, we will clinch a playoff spot. If we lose, it gets one of those deals where then it could be a three-way tiebreaker or whatever. And then we could still maybe get in, but we would need help, blah, 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 all that stuff. So, but we control our own destiny. We're of the three teams, we're the only one who controls our own destiny. So that's kind of nice. Then to make it even more interesting is we have such an official shortage, so does Eastern Montana, that we're playing the game at 4:00. So our officials can come to our game at 4 and then hop in a car and drive over to Dickinson and do the Dickinson-Trinity game.
Wow, yeah, officials are worth their weight in gold almost anymore these days.
Yeah, I mean, it's just we're just not getting any young people in to do it. And, you know, we've tried all sorts of things over here in North Dakota. We just raised the pay 20%, which was long overdue. And, you know, it's everyone's in the same boat. So if you know anyone out there that is thinking about officiating, please encourage them to do it.
Absolutely. So that game is going to be October 11th, this Friday evening at 4, and it's your senior night. How many seniors are you celebrating for that one?
Yep, so we have three seniors. We have Emery Knoll, Wyatt Roberts, and then we have Justice Baker. Just three seniors. They've all been pretty good. You know, Emery got injured, but been really good players and leaders for us. So we're looking forward to that as well.
Awesome. So good luck. Hopefully steering the wheel of destiny works out all right there, and the seniors have a nice night to celebrate. And then moving gears a bit here onto volleyball, they were just at home. How was their home match last night for you?
Last night, you know, we could have played better. I think the girls would admit that, too. We lost Headinger Scranton 3-0. And then tomorrow we go to New England, and I think a competitive match. And then Saturday we host our 28th annual beach volleyball tournament. We got teams from three states, and there's only eight teams, and it goes pretty good. So over in Montana, we have Fairview coming, and we have Weeble, of course, coming.
Nice. That'll be a pretty fun time. And you said eight teams total in that tournament?
Yeah, eight teams. You know, when we can only split the court in two, it just kind of helps it go. So we got, you know, small pools of four, but there's plenty of volleyball to be had. So I enjoy our tournament. We start about 9 in the morning, get done around 3. So it's just a nice little end. And the other thing that's important about these tournaments is it's equally competitive. You know, the teams are kind of on the same level, so that's good.
Yeah, for sure. It keeps everybody interested and kind of engaged a little more, I think.
Yeah.
And do you guys have any sort of special trophy you give out for the winner of that one?
No, but I'm glad you asked. We order shirts out of Red Rock in Miles City, my hometown.
Hey.
I've known Cliff for years. And so the top four teams get shirts, and we get them. I came up with a slogan, you know, something to the effect of, I won this shirt playing, you know, beach volleyball or something to that effect, or I won this shirt at the beach playing volleyball and then North Dakota and stuff. So, yeah, the top four teams get shirts. The kids have seemed to be really responsive to that. And then I change up the colors, you know, so like one year if you get... You know, if you get first and it's blue, and then the next year you get third and it could be blue, you could have two blue ones, but that's on you. So, yeah, we really enjoy it, and it's just something that we're kind of proud of around here.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good run. Almost 30 years. That's pretty impressive to keep a tournament going and alive, for sure.
Yep.
And then last but certainly not least, got some cross-country action still going. Looks like regionals coming up.
Yeah, regionals up in Stanley, North Dakota, and cross country is kind of one of those goofy sports. Now, when I say goofy, I have no disrespect. They're really great. It's like they'll run the regional meet, and then they'll have another meet after that, and then they go to state. And so from that aspect, it's a little bit different than our what we think of as far as regionals and stuff. But really looking forward. We got one kid who's like 6 seconds away. We got four kids that have already qualified. So really, really happy with the way Coach Kerr has really risen that program kind of from the ashes. We had cross country years ago, then we didn't have it for quite a few years. It was good years ago, and then now it's good to see it back.
Awesome. Well, kudos to Miss Jada Kerr, the coach of the cross-country team there in Beach, doing a good job, it sounds. Yes. And we sure appreciate your time, always knocking it out of the park with our sports updates. You don't stumble much or nothing, so it makes my job pretty easy, and I appreciate you updating us on Beach Athletics.
Well, here's the thing, man. I know our friendship is new, but if you ask around, Mike Zier's never really had a problem talking, so I appreciate the compliment, though.
Yeah, no problem. So this has been our Beach Athletics update with the Beach Activities Director, Mr. Zier, and we'll catch him again next week.
All right, thanks.